Hey, hit me.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that, daily number 1-800-422-416. All right, look, don't put your health on hold. Whether you're flooded or stranded or too sick to travel, to your GP, then look, get online or talk to somebody, but stay focused in regard to your health. We're going to talk to Deadly Brother now, Michael Brown, Indigenous Health Spokesperson, just talk about his journey regarding his health and how very important it is to look after ourselves. On the line, Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Michael.
I was born in Townsville. Mm-hmm. I'm up at Kalkadoon, Bartabarana and Wanji.
Yes, okay.
But, you know, I'm related to the Wakarukawa mob up in Townsville area.
All right, beautiful. So being an Indigenous Health Spokesperson, just tell us your journey in regarding our mob, well, regarding yourself, but our mob in regards to, you know, health and COVID-19 and visiting your GP and don't put it on hold. I mean, we do a lot to service our cars, but we're very laxy-daisy with looking after our body, brother.
Yeah, well, back in the day, I didn't think I was at risk of certain things, and then I went out and got a test, and it actually came back positive for HIV.
Okay.
So then I got very interested in my health and what this meant.
Mm.
And you got to juggle, you know.
Exactly.
You've got scripts, you've got appointments, you got to see this one and that one, and look after your social and emotional well-being.
So, but it's about making them a priority, isn't it, Michael?
Well, yeah. First, I need to know what I'm dealing with, who's going to give me the right information.
Sure.
And as far as I knew, I thought it was a death sentence.
Yeah.
So,
when were you diagnosed, Michael? Sorry?
November 2016.
2016. And how are you travelling? What were we talking about? 4, 6 years now? How are you travelling 6 years down the track?
I'm great. It's good. It's not an issue today.
Good.
The first year was the hardest, getting my head around it.
Yes.
Who do I tell? What are people going to do with that information? And, what support's available?
Sure, but you, like you said, got focus when you diagnosed HIV. Then you got focus in regard to your health, search for the information, talk to the right people and what have you. But you got busy focusing in on that. And probably that's the message we're delivering our mob out there. Look after yourself, keep checking up on doctors, and look after yourself in regarding intake of, you know, smoking, drinking, all the above, whatever, your health, what you're eating, exercise, you know, so you don't have to make it a priority as such.
Exactly. Well, the good thing is I dealt with my drinking and drugging life. I'm coming up 10 years alcohol and drug free.
Good on you, brother.
And if I would have had a diagnosis when I was still drinking, I was drinking 5 litres of wine a day, things would probably be a lot different than what they are now.
Yeah. So, with respect to HIV, the disease itself, and to people, you know, who've lost their lives from it, you know, it was an angel in disguise, you could say, for yourself in regarding getting yourself better.
Exactly. And now I get to talk to people about it to let them know that you may be at risk. You know, our mob are getting higher diagnosis of any other people in Australia. But there are preventions available. There's PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, and you can go to your sexual health service or to your AMS or to any other doctor and talk to them about these preventions to stop us from getting these things.
Exactly. So you've, put your hand up to become the advocate and to promote take care and health decisions to our mob, brother.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, because I didn't know about these preventatives back in the day.
Yeah.
And so the more people that know about it, they don't have to go down and have the experience that I had, because it's not a nice experience, you know, and finding the right supports that are there, and it's still a work in process, but, you know, it's getting better every day. The health professionals are being more understanding with our mob, and, you know, they want us to get on treatment and to have full happy lives.
So tell us your journey in regard to being diagnosed with HIV back in 2016, then the focus for information, going to your doctors, you know. How did you handle it in regard to the job situation, the money situation, family, in regard to, like you said, who do you tell, how do you operate? Tell us your journey there, please, Michael.
Well, I was asked to go on television, so I went on SBS. On the Insight panel with Jenny Brockie, I was asked to start going and talking at conferences, the Australasian HIV Viral Hepatitis Sexual Health Medicine Institute. You know, I lobbied with our TAFE system to get sexual health in our study so all Indigenous health workers know the basics of sexual health and what support after a diagnosis.
Because back in 2016, there wouldn't have been a lot of education, so to speak, in regard to sexual diseases or situations like that in the so-called studies or the work environment for people working in health, yes?
No, I don't think there was many studies at all. And unless you work and you pick a special course or you are working in a certain field, but this just makes it broader. You know, we need to know about diabetes and chronic conditions. You know, this is another thing that's happening, so we need to know about sexual health and STIs.
And did you still continue with your job? Were you working at the time? And what work were you into?
Well, at the time, I was working in homeless services.
Okay.
And there, a job vacancy came up for a peer support person through Queensland Positive People. So I put my hand up for that, to be an Indigenous peer worker, working with our mob, taking them through their journey.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And then you still in that field, or what are you doing now, bro?
At the moment, I'm doing some studies. So I'm doing a graduate diploma in Indigenous health promotion, social and emotional wellbeing.
Good on you.
I've stepped away from the medical services at the moment, and I'm living on 40 acres out in the bush. So I'm learning a little bit of sustainability and permaculture.
Well, living on country, Mother Nature out there in the wilderness, I mean, that's got to be good for your health, I would think.
Wonderful. It's nice to have a step back and have a break and see what's happening next in my life.
Yeah, beautiful. So looking for the new chapter, and that's what it's all about, but we need to all take care of ourselves. Thank you for your daily message there, Michael Brown, and more power to you, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Live life to the fullest and be an advocate for our mob, my brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the yarn. You take care, Michael. All the best.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Adele Yarn there, Michael Brown, Indigenous Health Spokesperson, just talking about his journey and uses his journey as a story to help and inspire our mob, prevention, but also just acting on looking after your health. And it's so very important. Like I said, we do a lot for our vehicles as such, our cars, and do tire changes and check oil, check water and get the services done. But we get lackadaisy when we're looking about the vehicle that carries us, and that's our body. So do your bit, your mob, look after yourself. Too Deadly, have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Tall Black with Trendy Trip, Murray from the Curry, here on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM, in Far North Queensland, Cairns. Too Deadly.
Wake up in the morning light, look across, I see you curled up tight. My baby's such a pretty sight in the early morning light. Love the way your hair's a mess, spread across the pillowcase. There's a smile upon your face in the early morning light. Love to watch you while you sleep, and your love I want to keep. Your dreams are dreams that must be nice in the early morning light. My love for you is so that I never want to let you go. I want to love you all through the night, till the early morning light. I see you curled up tight. My baby's such a pretty sight in the early morning light. Ooh, in the early morning light. Yeah, in the early.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Just a billion light years away. Yambarangora, yambarangora, yola yambara, ngora yambara, ngora yambara, yakelia, yindiya. Only get one chance to live on earth. In this world, you've got to do your best and live your life. Be patient now and wait. World, in the distant world,
When I'm close to you, there is no better place to hold you in my arms, to see the smile on your face. Whisper in your ear, tell you everything's all right. When we're laid together, gaze into the night. I know where I would rather be, 'cause I need you here close to me. But I would wait for you for eternity.
Beautiful track there. That's Eternity. That's Kutcher Edwards here on your daily program. This is Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Tutu! And running the show. Beautiful Talk Black program. National Talk Black live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. And we go to Foster Nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out Yarraba. Good morning, Yarraba. Hope you're well over there. Good morning, Mariba. Hope you're well up there. Mariba, a little township there on the tablelands. And a little lady by the name of Peyton. Peyton, good morning. Hope you're well. All right, let's look at the top news here. Voting centre, 11th hour change, allow up to $200,000 Australian, $200,000 Australians to vote in federal election. A very major correction underway as bullion industry faces crisis. China's third largest developer just defaulted, and the worst may yet to come. Murder in the Paradise execution that exposed Whitsunday's Sidi Anbeli. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine stalls, critical voices emerge in Moscow. Top Gun, Maverick triumph, propulsive action blockbuster. What other news we got here? Someday it's going to happen. Unfortunate reality sinks in for Panthers after Barrett exit. Bail blow for alleged $20 million cocaine smuggler. And also Harris Tevita makes a Warriors contract call with rivals circling. Ben Brown explains why he's stuck with the number 50 Guernsey, and furious Matthew Wade throws dressing room tantrum as Virat Kohli hits 73. So there the news, top news of the news for today. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here. Add to the conversation, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 0457140550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. To Deadly Mob, stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. Like I said, we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, and we're going across the nation thanks to NERS. All right, now, Cairns African Festival on 28 May. We're going to talk about the celebration of the Cairns African Festival and have a yarn with Anna Awurumuru Jones, president of the festival organisation, organisers, Cairns African Association, on the line. Anna, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations, your celebration happening, the Cairns African Festival on 28th May. How long have you been running the celebrations?
This celebration has actually been going on since 2013. And we are excited to have yet another year, and we are getting better and better and bigger, and yes, we are very excited.
Okay, we're still Africans, because Africa is a big country, and there's so many countries within Africa. So how many African countries situated here in Cairns, reside here in Cairns?
We are currently looking at about 13 represented countries here in Africa.
Okay, 13 out of about like 50 odd countries in Africa, isn't there?
There's about 54, that's correct.
54, yeah, lovely, beautiful. And so the Africans being here, look, they come here for work or, also to, escape situations that are detrimental to them in regard to life. But they're forming a beautiful life here in Australia and if not Cairns, yes?
That's very correct. We have migrants, we have refugees, people coming for economic reasons, people coming to escape war and strife in their countries. So quite many reasons we come out here. I'm a migrant myself. I came out here looking for better opportunities. I still go back home, definitely.
Yes.
We have a lot of people represented in the African Association who came here with the with the refugee humanitarian reasons. And but we are all Africans, and this is a particular day for all of us to actually come together, be united,
and celebrate
the two big days in Africa.
Beautiful, look, and fantastic. And as First
and
Nation
day,
people...
the Day of the African Child, which is June 16th, and Africa Day itself, which is May 25th.
May 25th, okay. Now, being First Nation people of Africa...
There?
Yeah, you there? Can you hear me? Anna? No, I lost Anna there. I'll try and get Anna back. Anna Warumu Jones, her name is, president of the festival organisers, Cairns African Association, and we're talking about their celebration here in Cairns, Cairns African Festival, on 28th of May, and talking about 13 countries out of 54 countries that sit on the continent of Africa. And they're just celebrating their celebration there of their day, living here in Australia, living in Cairns. And look, great to see. We'll try and get Anna back, continue that yarn. But it's great to see the big island, Australia, and talking to First Nation people from afar, now residing here, and talk about their interaction with First Nation people here of this country and understanding the respect of being on another man's country. That's a conversation we'll have there. But look, stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program. I was having a daily yarn there with Anna Warumu Jones, president of the festival organisers, Cairns African Association. I'll just check with her again. Anna, are you there?
I'm still
I lost
here.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much. Talking about your celebration, congratulations there. And just talking about as an Africans, as in First Nation people of your country and now residing here, understanding and respecting the traditional owners here, yes?
Absolutely. We totally... we acknowledge them. We appreciate the fact that they have given us the space, the place to enjoy, to dance, and to live, to eat, and to do so many other things.
Yes.
And actually, they are opening the event for us.
Good.
They are opening with the traditional owners of
Welcome to country. Gimoy Walabari Yidinji mob. Yes, beautiful.
Absolutely. They are going to be opening the event for us, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what other entertainment you have got running at the festival?
Oh, we got so much happening at the festival. We have a band, which is a Congolese band, coming at the event. We have drumming by Epizo Bangure, who has been performing the drumming for quite a while.
Mm.
Our headlining is a Guinean master, is the Afro Kick Band, from Congo.
Oh.
It's an eight-piece gospel band based in Brisbane, and they have a lot of... traditional music, especially originating from the Sukus temple, from African dance music. Yeah.
Beautiful. And look, we live in a multicultural world. It's fantastic to see. So where is the event happening? What time? And the cost there, please.
The event is going to be at the Fogarty Park this year round. So we've been very restricted at the tank, so we thought we need to open up for a bigger space. So we're going to be at the Fogarty Park, where we can be able to accommodate more people. And it is only for a fraction of about $20, to be honest. But if you're a member of the association, for $15, you go in for free.
Okay, lovely. Okay, fantastic. And what time does it kick off?
Oh, it's kicking off at 12, Barry, and it should go on until about 8 p.m.
Lovely.
For those who want to shake a leg much more later in the day.
Beautiful.
And we actually have the Governor, Dr. Jeanette Young, coming to join us for a Lumina's Lantern event.
Cool.
And other multicultural leaders will be joining us, including Michael Healy.
Yes.
And
member of Cairns. Yep.
Member of Cairns, yes. Warren Inch and the Mayor of Cairns. They're going to be joining us around the 5 o'clock mark, and we're going to be doing a walk around the Fogarty Park to acknowledge the Lantern, Lumina's Lantern event, which is organized by Dr. Jeanette Young, Governor.
Beautiful. Anna, thank you very much for sharing. It's fantastic. Congratulations. All the best for your celebration.
Are you there?
Yeah, no, I lost you again, Anna. Something going on with the phone there, but that's Anna Warramu-Jones, president of the festival organisers, Cairns African Association, and talking about the Cairns African Festival on 28th of May. So if you're up here holidaying, look, 28th of May, there's a good celebration, multicultural. Go and see the celebrate with the Africans and go and see all the different entertainment that's happening there, and also acknowledgement of the traditional owners who'd be doing Welcome to Country, Gimoi Wallaburra Yidinji. Fantastic, and working arm in arm with our mob brothers and sisters from Africa now living with us. Fantastic. Have your say, Jan Upstrong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
When you love someone so deep that they could come your life, it's easy to succumb to all the
beautiful voice of Jessica Mowboy. Big shout out, sister. Butterflies named that daily track here. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, Yana with the boy, Ronnie, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking it right up to 12 noon Queensland time. So 20 minutes for the program. Have you seen Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with Michael on the line, Michael Blurton. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, Trev. I'm from WA.
Yeah, brother. Who you mob? Who you mob? Let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, bro?
Yeah, look, my mob are the Ballardong people from the Central Wheat Belt in WA.
Good, brother, good.
I actually live in Perth. I'm involved with our South West Land and Sea Council and with the Aboriginal Legal Service.
Yes.
But what I wanted to talk to you about is a bit about the native title.
Yes, please go ahead, brother.
You know, we look at all these mining companies come into Australia from America and China and all that, and they dig out traditional grounds. And what they do, the government gets 30% of those mines, and the rest of the money is taken out of Australia.
Yeah.
Why, Trev, is my question, you know, to our people and our land council and our governments out there, why doesn't our people get a percentage of every mine that exists
true
in
that.
Australia?
Yep, and we're talking royalty as well, forever and a day.
Yes.
long as the mine is operating, we should be getting a cutback operating on our country, mining on our country. Yes, I second that.
Exactly right. You know, Kevin Rudd got up there and said, sorry, what happened after that, Trev? Nothing.
Mm.
Nothing happened.
Exactly.
And they get our traditional people to welcome the country, all that.
Which is a token.
Exactly. Mm. And yet when it comes to mining the big dollars, they keep our people down. If our people had a percentage, so 5-10% of every mine in Australia,
yep.
Look what we can achieve, Trent.
Well, exactly. And look, and that supports the Australian government because they're not forking out taxpayers' money to First Nation people, or not as much, because they're getting money from royalty from the mining company, who are private businesses, enterprises, are they not?
Exactly. Exactly right, Trev. And the most disappointing thing is the amount of money that these mining companies take out of Australia.
Yeah, true too. Exactly.
And you know, our people, you know, a lot of our people are still living in poverty.
Yeah, well, exactly. But, I mean, you know, there should be rules. If you're mining in this country and you're from another country, 99% of the fund's money stays here.
Exactly
to support support the big island, support the country that you're mining on.
That's
and the
right.
traditional owners, brother, yes.
Now, that's my argument. The traditional owners, what do they get from
nothing.
These mining companies?
Nothing,
you
brother,
know?
Nothing.
They do a bit of survey out there for $1,000 or something, then that land's gone.
Mm. And you look at that, we're talking simplicity, aren't we? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something so simple for an agreement to happen, you know?
Yeah.
But yet the government gets their cut, but majority of the money goes back to the country that the mining company's from.
Yeah, the government gets about
30%. Exactly.
You know, what do our traditional people do? Forget. Nothing.
Well, exactly.
Nothing. You know, and they want to keep our people down from ripping our traditional NWA. Mm. We had a lot of problems with mining company ripping up our sites.
Mm. Yes, yes.
You know? And then the mine company...
Coongan Gorge, that's the example, you know what I mean? Mining and without permission and respect and sacred sites are dug up and ruined because of it.
Yeah, yeah. Because the non-Aboriginal, they haven't got a culture. Their culture is to get as much money in their bank account and as much land as they can, where the traditional people, they've got a culture and they've got a love and the earth is their mother.
Yeah, exactly, brother.
Yeah. The non-Australian, he hasn't got a culture.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, non-Indigenous, he just wants to grab...
All business, brother, that's the culture.
Exactly.
All money.
Exactly. Mm. But, you know, our land councils all over Australia should be pushing to the government for a percentage of every mine in their area to get a percentage, even if it's 5 or 10%. Put the Aboriginal people on the map.
Well, exactly. There's got to be some policies for First Nation people. Rules have got to change. And here we are in the 21st century, and things don't change if things don't change, brother.
I know. And I think a decision like that needs to be made in Parliament.
Of course.
Yet, they'll ring us up. See, I'm part of the Aboriginal Legal Service. I sit on a lot of those, in the past, I just sit on a lot of those international meetings. And the government, you know, we just put things up to the government all the time, and it's just like, put it up there and it's forgotten.
Yeah, exactly, brother.
And our people are crying out.
Yep, exactly, brother.
What are you doing to our land?
Exactly. And you have a yarn here on National Talk Black, look, which is another vehicle we use in regarding voicing our opinions and our thoughts and, our disgust, you could say. But thank you for calling, Michael, and please do keep in touch and always use this vehicle, brother.
All right. Thank you very much, Trev.
All the best. You take care, my bro.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly brother there calling. That's Michael Blurton, all the way from WA, and just voicing his opinion on regarding mining companies and the so-called funds, the profit that they make, and not all money stays in this country. It goes back to their country. The government, Australian government, gets a cut, but nothing for traditional owners. And there should be a new rules and new policies in regard to royalty-type income if they continue to mine on traditional and traditional lands. So there it is. Have your say, Nyana Strong. Add the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. You've got about 13 minutes on a program, you mob. Too deadly.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
We the Chevy Girls, the deadliest crew. We sing and we dance, that's what we do. We talk about our dreams on a funky track. I'm coming up the side like a wing attack. We're thinking of the clouds, listening to the rhythms, and we're moving with the beats. The sun has risen on our dreams, the future is near. It looks so bright when our vision is crystal clear. We like to work hard and we like to play games. When we dance at the disco, we got no shame. Names in lights, live large, live strong. When you're smart and you're deadly, you can't go wrong.
We the Chevy Girls, the deadliest crew. We sing and we dance, that's what we do. We talk about our dreams on a funky track. I'm coming up the side like a wing attack.
My name is Makira, got a deadly dream. So much better than the trouble that I've already seen. What I wanna become, I put my rhymes in my life. Wanna be a scientist, helping animals in strife.
We the Chevy Girls, the deadliest crew. We sing and we dance, that's what we do. We talk about our dreams on a funky track. I'm coming up the side like a wing attack.
Searching for that hidden pearl, snuggled in a haven of blue. Wave goodbye to my family, pray I'll return in one piece. Diving down with no tank on my back, just the air in my lungs to help me. And I'm a long way from home. My of the captain telling me to earn my keep, so I'm free diving into the waters I go. Yes, I'm free. In my sides, free diving. The night is warm and the moon is high, but my body feels like ice. A diver's arms wrap around my chest, saying everything is alright, but I'm a long way from home. My country, my people, I leave. I hear the seagulls scream and the voice of the captain telling me to earn my keep, so I'm
and no Japanese watching my sides. Free diving.
This is a recent song that we've written, a song I wrote about my parents, just about what happened when the family unit is disintegrated or something is taken away from that bond. And so mum and dad didn't see much reason to stick together, and I wrote this song called Tell Me Why.
Many great loves in history that we know about, but a tale of two lovers I was told to me makes me want to scream and shout like Romeo and Juliet. Love story we won't forget, but tell me why did they destroy love like that? Tell me why.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Tell Me Why, Archie Roach on Creation here at your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Jan Armstrong, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with Selwyn on the line. Good morning, my brother. Selwyn.
Yeah, good morning, brother. Yeah, I'm going to compliment that WA caller, brother.
Yes.
When I was up
Michael
there,
Blurton.
I went up there yesterday week. I was up there, and while I was up there, the Territorian, on the 18th of May, it said Northern Territory government passes liquor law to replace Commonwealth intervention era alcohol banning in remote communities. They took away that banning that, so alcohol looked like going to be allowed in remote communities. And while I was up there as well, the paper said the Territory Labor government lifted the moratorium on fracking in 2018 after an independent inquiry led by Justice Rachel Pepper concluded that using the mining technique in the Beetaloo Basin was safe if the panel's 135 recommendations were carried out in full. So here we have, you know, like, brother, I always say that the liquor and gaming industry, political donation to both major parties, they got two bobs each way, the Liberal and Labour. And, you know, I feel like swearing at a bloody Jacinta Price, actually demonize men. And, you know, there's a correlation between grog and violence. Love him or hate him, brother, Noel Pearson. You know, don't have to ask Noel Pearson. The Cairns Base Hospital, the Lotus Glen Prison, no more the public notification in the back of the newspaper, but victim compensation. Flying doctor, the violence, you know, the crime has gone down, brother. And, you know, up there in the Territory, grog is promoted, but the beer can regatta, you know, the raft made of beer, and the Darwin stubby, brother. And when I first went up in 73, it wasn't frowned upon for a white woman to buy a flagon of wine with their... With their grocery, brother. And the administrative official, when they got independent, Ted Egan, the answer for the Territory is we're bloody good drinkers in the Northern Territory, and what he uses for music accompaniment, I empty beer thing, oh, brother. So, you know, here we have mining this fracking stuff now, big blue basin, and what the government, I feel like bloody swearing, brother. Yeah, but anyway, they're allowing Grodner to go into the remote community, brother. Brother, that's my beef, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. There it is, fired up, Selwyn, and look, making some good points as well, you know, in regard to, alcohol in Northern Territory, but across this country, across the globe, in actual fact, evil liquid as such, and it's about, control. There it is. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, but you may have to do that next week, brothers and sisters. Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry going to sign up for today's program. Back in the huts again on Monday, but thank you very much for your time. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe in regard to COVID-19. And also election time. So, yeah, may the best man, woman win. And all the best to all the candidates. And time's over now. And let the people speak, have their say, and who's going to lead this country. There it is. Take care.